Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Tuesday. I'm Ty Taylor. We're talking Rock Ridge Rocket girls basketball tonight with senior Sierra Bush. The Rockets get their first win of the season over the weekend, beating Durant at the IHMVCU Illinois-Iowa shootout at Augustana, 39-32, the final score. Bush led the Rockets to the win, scoring 12 points, also named player of the game by the shootout as well. We'll hear her reaction to getting win number one on the season. Also, she'll talk about her performance individually on Saturday. We'll get into Sierra's role in the program as one of just two seniors on the Rock Ridge girls basketball roster. Also, I guess we'll talk a little softball with Sierra, too, because the Rockets, I guess, have been on a pretty good run, right? Winning back-to-back state championships and undefeated seasons. And we will wrap up our conversation with a Keith Bogner mention. And now I know I've got you hooked. You're not going to be able to not listen to this. All right, let's come back and hear from Sierra Bush, Rock Ridge Rocket senior, after this.
The award-winning attitude at Zimmerman Honda reflects her commitment to customer service. They are the number one Honda dealer in the Quad Cities for 7 years running. Zimmerman Honda offers maximum cash for your trade-in and will buy your car, truck, van, or SUV even if you don't buy from them. The only locally owned Honda dealer in the Quad Cities is at John Deere Road and 70th Street in Moline. They're always open at ZimmermanHonda.com.
You finally have your dream home. Now you need the right insurance to protect it. Because when it comes time to file a claim, you don't want any surprises. Talk to a country financial rep like me, John Waugh, to find out if you have the right protection. I can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Call me today at 309-582-3455 to learn how I can help you protect your home.
And welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Tuesday. Ty Taylor talking Rock Ridge Rocket girls basketball tonight. Happy for senior Sierra Bush and her teammates. They got their first win of the season on Saturday against Durant in the Illinois-Iowa shootout over at Augustana. So, Sierra, first off, got to feel pretty good after that win. So kind of take us through what you were feeling when the clock hit zero Saturday and you got number one in the win column.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I mean, the girls and the whole team worked really hard, especially over break, practicing, just pushing each other, giving all of our effort, and we strive for that win. I mean, yeah, we just practiced and prepared really hard for that game.
All right, so 12 points for you individually Saturday, and I think named officially player of the game by the shootout, so a nice day for you. It looked like what was working for you offensively on Saturday?
Offensively, really, we had this pick and roll thing where I'd go over the screen and then I'd hit a three, and we really got up and down the court pretty well, whether it would be like a dish to someone underneath the basket, just driving to the basket and looking for open looks underneath. That really worked for us.
All right, now kind of taking a bit of a more kind of holistic view of the season for you. I know low numbers, two seniors at this point, one junior on the roster. So can you kind of describe your role on this team when it comes to playing with so many young kids? I know you have a lot of varsity basketball experience coming into this season.
Right. As a senior, I feel like my role is to really show like the freshmen and the sophomores through the loops, try to push them to be the best as they can be, not only for this year, but for years to come, and just be the role model teammate that hopefully they'll want to be when they're a senior, and helping the underclassmen when they get to that point.
And I do want to say, now I saw you guys play one time earlier this season, and I'm going to give you a compliment here. So I was impressed with the way that you carried yourself specifically and kind of how you led your teammates on the floor. And like we said, really low numbers at Rock Ridge, but really kind of across the board in girls basketball, that's kind of a issue with a lot of girls choosing not to play basketball. So for you, I know earlier in the season you got a concussion, came back from that. So specifically, you know, why have you stuck it out? Why do you continue to play basketball when a lot of kids have chose not to?
I continue to play because a lot of my friends play it, and just to help out the girls that really enjoy basketball. Like, basketball might not be my favorite all-time sport, but it might be someone else. So if I can help them enjoy basketball than it brings me joy to help them.
All right, and kind of looking down the line, you know, into the second half of the basketball season now, any specific goals or anything you want to try and accomplish before the season wraps up?
I just say continue working hard, hopefully win a couple more games, but to just improve all around, the whole team, just improve.
All right, now Sierra's a part of the Rockridge softball team, of course, undefeated 2 years in a row, back-to-back state championships, playing second base. So what's it been like being on a run like that? I mean, while you're still, you know, involved and in it, are you kind of able to appreciate the historic factor of what you've been a part of?
Yeah, I softball's really exciting, and I really enjoy the environment at softball. And, of course, like being on a team, being undefeated 2 years in a row, that's just unreal, you know. But yeah, I love the softball girls, I love the environment, and I love the sport. It's awesome.
And on those two state championship runs you've been on, I think 65 straight wins, does anything specifically kind of stick out as maybe a favorite memory or anything like that?
I think it was a super sectional game of last year. Bela Bogner was catching, and there was a runner on first base. And there was a play where we had a pickoff for the second baseman to come around to first base so then they wouldn't see me and come around. And Bela threw a dime to me, and we got her out. And it really brought up the energy of our team and really got us thinking, like, we got this, like, we can do this. And it led us to the state.
All right, now I got to know Sierra a little bit over the football season because she's one of the, I guess what I'll describe as an A-plus stat worker for the Rockridge football program. So, you know, doing that, I think you said for 3 years you did that for. Do you have anything, you know, kind of a favorite memory over that?
Yeah, actually, Keith Bogner has really taken us underneath his wing, and every time there's an away game, he always makes it special. We always go to Chick-fil-A or Dairy Queen and get ice cream or something like that. And he's really been there for me during my high school career, and I can't appreciate him more for that. But he really, and the girls make it special too. It's all around just a lot of fun, and I'm really glad that I did it in high school.
And working with Ty Taylor is probably a close second. All right, Sierra.
Of course, yeah.
Sierra, happy for you and your teammates. I really was happy to see that you guys won a game over the weekend. So congrats on a win, and thanks for talking with us. We'll see you down the line, all right?
Of course, thank you.
That is Sierra Bush. I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.